This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello, everybody, from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. I'm Christian Garman. Today, I'll be talking with Dr. John Bratton, the Associate Professor and Chair from the Department of Anthropology at UWF, about the difficulty in bringing up a shipwreck. Dr. Bratton, how are you?
I'm very good. Thanks.
So you and your team are always looking for the next shipwreck. You've had some incredible luck. You've found some very significant shipwrecks. And someone like me, again, I always come at this from the perspective of not knowing anything about it. I think, great, bring them up. Let's bring them to the surface. Let's get them into museums. I can't wait to tour it. But not that simple, is it?
No, it really isn't. And unfortunately, it really comes down to a one-word answer. It's money.
Is that okay? So it's really just about the money. So if money were no object, this would be a doable thing.
It certainly would be a doable thing. The ships, okay, for instance, the Luna ships that we've been working on for a number of years, they sank in 1559, but that would. Even underwater, it can look really well, but most of the cellular structure is gone. If we just let it – would bring it up and let it dry out, it would just shrivel and distort on us. So it would have to go through a very lengthy 20 years maybe of conservation process to stabilize that wood so we could display it. Alternately, a new technique is to freeze-dryize the ships, but You know, we'd be talking the world's largest freeze dryer right
now. Gotcha, right. Okay. So yeah, if money and technology were not a problem at all, we could do whatever we want, but that's just not the way it works. So let's talk about reality. So you come and you find this incredible shipwreck, and years later when you're sure what it is and you're ready to tell the world and we all want to see it, let's say you started or you tried. Does stuff get, as you kind of intoned a moment ago, sort of instantly destroyed when it were to hit the air? I mean, how quickly can it go bad?
There are a few things that are that fragile that when you bring them up that they could change very quickly. One example, I saw a brush that was used to curry horses with, and you could see the fibers in the brush underwater, but when it's brought to the surface, just that change in temperature and the movement, they all went away. But some things, they're really stable, like ceramics. But wood, you'd want to keep it wet from the moment it was brought to the surface until you could give it some sort of bulking treatment.
Gotcha. Is there ever something, you know, that's not as small as a brush, but maybe not as big as Don Tristan de Luna's shipwreck, that you can say, okay, this is something we can do. This is something we can bring up. Maybe it's a smaller ship. Maybe it's a boat that capsized during a historical hurricane or something like that. I mean, is there ever a situation where it is a doable thing and you think, okay, this is something we really want to display?
Oh, sure. We could find something, you know, a reasonable size, even a small vessel like a Native American canoe that had been waterlogged completely but preserved because it was waterlogged in a river or something like that. We could develop a treatment for that. And something like that we could, you know, financially accomplish in most cases.
That one's not unattainable. At what point – is there a sort of a year amount, like you say, okay, this thing's only 50 years old. We can still bring this up. This thing's 300 years old. We can't bring this up. Like, is there an amount of time where you know it's too late, we just got to leave it where it is?
No. Well, we could treat any well, I say that pretty confidently, but regardless of the age, we could probably develop a conservation treatment to stabilize it. But to a vessel the size of the Luna ships, well over 100 feet long, that's just an enormous undertaking.
I think for us to get a good view, we're all just going to have to get our diver's license.
Well, no, not necessarily. What we can do is we can make very good drawings and take lots of photographs. There's new technologies now that allow us to take those photographs and make 3D models of the ships that you can virtually see on a computer screen, though.
Amazing. Dr. John Bratton, the Associate Professor and Chair from the Department of Anthropology at UWF, thank you for your time, sir.
You're very welcome.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.